This week on Minnesota Native News, we're announcing the launch of our new podcast, Native Lights. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Almost a year ago, the Minnesota Native News team asked the community what it wanted to hear more about. Our sense of humor, you said. Our resilience. Our elders' stories. The result is Native Lights.
Welcome to Native Lights Podcast, where Indigenous voices shine. I'm your host, Leah Lem.
And I'm your other host, Cole Primo. Thank you for joining us on our first podcast episode.
The hosts' names will probably be familiar to you, but the people behind the names, maybe not so much.
So first off, we should probably let you know who we are.
Why don't you go first, Cole?
First off, we're brother and sister, right?
That's right. I remember when you were born.
Yep, I'm the younger brother and the middle child.
Yep, we also have a younger brother, Bryce, who's amazing.
And we're both Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe members.
Yes, proud members of Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
We're both musicians. I've been playing guitar and singing for about a couple decades now.
That's right. We've played together a little bit, too. I'm a songwriter and giant fan of Tori Amos. And we've both worked in media for quite a while now, over a decade at least.
Cole and Leah tell stories with and about people in our community, some not very well known, and a few kind of famous. Rob Fairbanks from Leech Lake, for example. You may know him as the Res Reporter.
He really is popular. Some of his stuff has gone viral, and he's just all around really funny and really nice guy.
When I first started the Res Report videos, I thought it was more or less for my friends would get it. You know, I thought, you know, everybody here in northern Minnesota will understand. But I had no idea that it was going to go viral and so far as it has.
So episode one is all about people doing what they were born to do, like Leah, the host, who knew she liked to sing, but needed encouragement at first to perform.
I never thought that there could be anybody who actually ever needed to hear my voice. But if we're given a gift, then it's meant to be passed along.
And it's your responsibility to share it.
It absolutely is. And, you know, on the flip side, don't waste your gift. Like, you're doing yourself and you're doing your community a disservice if you don't use it.
We hear from elders, too, like Jody Bolio, Black standing woman from Red Lake. She learned how to stand her ground from her family and went on to participate in the Red Power movement of the 1960s and 70s. She occupied Alcatraz and later with the American Indian Movement, Wounded Knee.
I was assigned to the guard shack along with the Lakota woman that I was with and an Alaskan woman that I was with that I came from California with. And we were getting up at 5 in the morning, going over to the guard shack and manning the business of the day. And then one day, there is a trailer house a little ways away, and I said, I think I'll go over there and see if I can get us any breakfast. So I went over there, and the AIM head guys were over there. And there was also a news reporter. And I went in just like I owned the place because we did. And I walked back through the kitchen and I got like maybe 3 pancakes, put it on a plate, and was walking out. And I heard that news guy say, well, is there anything that you want to get to the outside? I said, yeah, tell them that we're starving in here and we need food. He said, well, it doesn't look like it. I said, these 3 pancakes are going for 6 people back at the guard shack. And I was surprised that I was able to stand up for myself, and I didn't need any AIM guy to be standing there and, you know. So I think that's an important part.
That was Jody Bolio from Red Lake. You can hear more from her and many others by checking out our new podcast, Native Lights, wherever you get your podcasts. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.